Welcome to Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. This broadcast will challenge and encourage God's people to seek revival. We pray you'll be blessed as you listen to Striving for Revival.
Welcome to the Striving for Revival radio broadcast. This is Brother Cooper coming today from somewhere along the revival trail. My, what a privilege it is to have you join us for the broadcast today. And what an honor is mine to take the King James Bible and to share with you some eternal truth from the very Word of God. Today we'll be continuing our study in Genesis chapter 45, and I look forward into getting this truth to you, and hopefully I can get it to you the way God gave it to me. And what a beautiful picture it is, what a beautiful thought it is. And we're going to be looking here as Joseph welcomes his brethren into a land prepared for them, a place of rest, a place of reunion, hallelujah, a place of a provision, a place where they have that relationship with Joseph that is unhindered by distance, is unhindered by any kind of dilemma from the past. Everything's all right in Joseph's house. We could say it like that. All right, we're going to get in that in just a minute. I hope you're having a great day today. I hope that you're busy in serving the Lord. I hope that you're spending time in prayer, in time studying the Bible, and spending time on your streets in your neighborhood, knocking doors, out there witnessing, passing out gospel tracts, serving in your local church. Be faithful to the time that God's blessed you with, and use it wisely. And God help all of us to be good stewards of our time. We're in Genesis chapter 45. Now, this is not the first study in this chapter, so if you've missed any of the prior Bible studies from this chapter or from Genesis or any of the other Bible books we've gone through, all of those are available for you via our podcast. Our podcast is Striving for Revival. It is available and found on every major podcast platform, and I pray that it will be a help to you to go listen to the podcast. That way you can keep up to date with us as we study through the Scripture. I know sometimes maybe if you listen on the radio, things change in your schedule. You might not catch us on the radio, but you can always find us on the podcast. So go ahead and make yourself available to that and join that growing number of the Striving for Revival podcast family. Now, here in Genesis 45, you'll remember Joseph has brought his family now to Egypt. He sent wagons to Jacob loaded down with provision, loaded down with food, loaded down with everything that you could ever want, all the good of Egypt. Jacob saw that, convinced him Joseph's alive. They travel there to Egypt land. They stand before Pharaoh, you remember that, and we talked about how all the Egyptians were an abomination, so they say, to or rather all the shepherds are an abomination to the Egyptians, and saw that they could have entrance in, and I said Genesis 45 a minute ago. I meant to say, I'm sorry, I'm in the wrong chapter, not Genesis chapter 45, Genesis chapter 47, and so we're going to be there today. Excuse me, for some of you listening, thinking about 45, we haven't been in there for a while, but anyway, that's where we're at now. Joseph's brethren have come, all right, and let's begin reading here, Genesis chapter 47. And the Bible says, "Then Joseph came and told Pharaoh and said, 'My father and my brethren and their flocks and their herds and all that they have are come out of the land of Canaan, and behold, they are in the land of Goshen.' And he took some of his brethren, even five men, and presented them unto Pharaoh. And Pharaoh said unto his brethren, 'What is your occupation?' And they said unto Pharaoh, 'Thy servants are shepherds, both we and also our fathers.' They said moreover unto Pharaoh, 'For to sojourn in the land are we come, for thy servants have no pasture, for their flocks, for their famine is sore in the land of Canaan. Now therefore we pray thee, let thy servants dwell in the land of Goshen.' And Pharaoh spake unto Joseph, saying, 'Thy father and thy brethren are come unto Egypt. The land of Egypt is before thee. In the best of the land, make thy—'" I like that. Not just in a vacant part, not just in a parcel, but in the best. "'The best of the land, make thy father and brethren to dwell in the land of Goshen. Let them dwell. And if thou knowest any men of activity among them, then make them rulers over my cattle.' And Joseph brought in Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh." Watch this. I love that statement. Joseph brought Jacob his father and set him before Pharaoh. Joseph got Jacob in. Jacob would not have had entrance into Pharaoh's presence had he not been connected to Joseph. Joseph was his ticket, if you will, there into Pharaoh's presence, and also Pharaoh's provision and Pharaoh's parcel. Everything that's going to come to Joseph, or rather, I'm sorry, to Jacob, is because he is related to Joseph. And by the way, One of these days when you and I go to heaven, we will have entrance into heaven because of the grace of God and the righteousness imputed to us by the Lord Jesus Christ. We don't enter in on our own merit. We could not get in by our good works. There is nothing in or of us that we could do to ever enter in, if you will, but we can go in. Why? Because of the Lord Jesus Christ. The Bible refers to Him. He is our advocate. Thank God for Jesus. Hallelujah for Jesus. Praise the Lord for Jesus. We can go in because of Jesus. And Pharaoh said unto Jacob, how old art thou? And Jacob said unto Pharaoh, the days of the years of my pilgrimage are 130 years. Few and evil have the days of the years of my life been, and have not attained unto the days of the years of the life of my fathers in the days of their pilgrimage. And Jacob blessed Pharaoh and went out from before Pharaoh. And Joseph placed his father and his brethren and gave them, here it is, a possession in the land of Egypt, in the best of the land, in the land of Ramesses, as Pharaoh had commanded. And Joseph nourished his father and his brethren and all his father's household with bread according to their families. You'll see what happened here. Though they had done him wrong, though they had lied about him, though they had lived as though he were dead, though they had done nothing to benefit Joseph, they had nothing to give in this situation. They just got. That's all it was. But Joseph showed them grace. Joseph showed them mercy. Joseph showed them kindness. Joseph showed them love. And Joseph forgave. And Joseph welcomed. And Joseph gave them entrance. Joseph provides them with a place. Because of Joseph's standing with Pharaoh, they have standing with Pharaoh, and they can dwell in the land of Egypt, which at this time is that land where the needs are met, the supply is given, the peace is found, the provision is there, life is still thriving. This is a place not of death, but a place of life, a place of rest, a place of peace. It's a place of reunion where this family bond has been brought together. The circle now is unbroken, and the center of it all is Joseph. What makes Egypt so good is not that there's bread there, not that there's Pharaoh there, not that there's wealth there, but that Joseph is there. And all of the things that come into Jacob and his boy's life that is good come to them because Joseph is there. And the Bible said Joseph provides the place, Joseph nourishes them, Joseph gives to them, and it's the best that he has to offer. Now listen, that is a type, if you will, that is a picture of what is waiting for the child of God one of these days. One of these days, if death comes, hey, listen, don't you fear death, and don't you fret over death, and don't you say, you know what, I just don't think I want to die. Hey, listen, you ought to have the right kind of outlook. Set your affection on things above, for our light affliction, which is but for a moment, worketh in us a far more exceeding and eternal weight in glory. One of these days, we're going to trade out this life for a better life. We're going to trade out this world for a better world. We're going to trade out this place for a better place. We're going to say goodbye to sorrow, and goodbye to sin, and goodbye to sickness, and goodbye to sadness, and goodbye to Satan, and we're going to lose all, thank God, gravitation. If the rapture happens, we'll go up in the air with Christ. But if we go by way of the grave, hey, listen, our body will lie in the dirt, but our spirit won't be absent from the body, present with the Lord. We're going to go to a place called heaven. It's a place that's been provided, a place that's been prepared, a place that is permanent. Hallelujah for that. It's a place where there's a mansion, not in the back corner, but the best of the land is given to you and I because of Joseph. He's prepared it. He'll nourish us there. Thank God it's a place of life, not a place of death. It's a place of supply, not a place of lack. It's a place of provision, not a place of want. It's a place of love, not a place of hate. It's a place without sin. It's a holy place. Thank God it's reserved for you and I. We've got a building made of God, a building not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. This world is not our home. We're just a passing through. Our treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. And this story that took place in the Old Testament is a perfect picture of what will happen for the child of God, because we know Jesus, and hallelujah, Jesus knows us, and Jesus has forgiven us, and Jesus has welcomed us, and Jesus gives us standing, and we can enter in. Hallelujah. One of these days we'll trade out country roads for streets of gold. We'll trade out these shacks for a mansion. We'll trade out muddy rivers for crystal seas, and heaven will be home. Well, that's all the time we have for today. I pray God will stir you up with that truth. This is as bad as it gets for the Christian. Until next time, pray with me for revival.
Thank you for joining us today for Striving for Revival with Justin Cooper. Listen at this time every weekday as we strive for revival.